The oak trees were bare in the winter of 1860, when Ned's father, a previous tenant of our land, died suddenly in his late 30s, having contracted pneumonia during a bout of severe weather. Ned was still a young man when he took over the tenancy of the farm from his father. The work was hard, but Ned was helped in the daily tasks by his teenage brothers. A few years later, his mother married a second time and moved out of the family home with the younger children to live with her new husband in the neighbouring townland. Ned married a local girl, Sarah, when he was 25 and she was just 20. His new wife moved into the cottage and their first child, William, was born in the mild winter of 1869. Fortunately, the weather was favourable in those years and things went well for the young family. Winters were less severe than those of Ned's father's time on the farm, and they were able to cook and to heat the small cabin with firewood cut from the wood down by the river. The land was mainly tilled, but by winter the family had harvested their potatoes and oats, and the summer's hay was stacked in the yard. As well as the cows, they kept a few pigs which were allowed to roam in the woodland, foraging for roots and bulbs. For Christmas, Ned killed one of the fattest, and they ate well that year. In December, the sun rises late, but I like to go out at first light or even before, while all the local people are still sleeping. And this is when the wildlife is most active. At this time of day, I see foxes, deer, buzzards and woodpeckers, all busy finding their first meal of the day, having survived another cold night. There is little or no disturbance. Traffic noise is intermittent and natural sounds dominate. It has been snowing for 2 days now with bitterly cold temperatures, enough to freeze the water in the puddles along the lane. There is a thick blanket of snow lying on the meadow where Ned once worked a century and a half before. The meadow was mowed last September and is still waiting for the spring signals to start growing again. I follow the tracks of a fox, weaving across the field, yet with a definite purpose. He detoured several times to investigate rabbit burrows and maybe a mouse beneath the grass. Winter is a tough time for our mammals, when survival is the name of the game. Food is scarce, and they must live on the fat they've accumulated during the summer. The bountiful days of the autumn are gone, and the last of the blackberries and sloes are now just a memory. It is just after dawn, and I am standing at the top of the field when an adult fox comes trotting along the hedge at the bottom. He is carrying some prey that looks like a small bird. Crossing the meadow, he slips effortlessly through a sheep fence in the corner, and I watch him pick his way through some willow trees and into the woodland. I follow his trail, which leads down a muddy track. Here there are lots of fox prints, droppings, feathers and scraps of bone that suggest many meals. In a corner, beneath some brambles, I find the entrance to the fox earth. It is dark and secret,